Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie. For a minute, I didn't think you turned me on the radio. That sounded horrible.
It's a family friendly show, Jamie.
That sounded horrible.
Keep it PG,
oh,
PG-13.
I apologize.
Thank you. Yep.
Oh, no. I've had way too much caffeine. I was thinking about that when we were coming to be on the radio. I thought I've had too much caffeine for this show.
Yeah, we'll call it caffeine.
Okay. So if you are just joining us today, do we have fun facts today? Trivia? No. Anything?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm going to start coming up with some stuff as backup.
I was thinking
we should do some like cool old-timey things as well.
Yes. I will say that please pay attention to interest rates. We talked about them going from potentially 7 down to 6.5, 7 down to 6,
yeah.
A bunch of different. But they're going to do a zigzag up and down as it falls down. Well, we hit a low point, and so people that are listening that are buying might want to lock in if they haven't already. So just keep paying attention to that. It's going to keep going up and down, up and down, up and down in a downward trend. And when those downward spikes happen, you need to lock in.
Awesome. That's good.
That's fun.
Good tip. Yes.
And a fact.
So we're still talking about, common mistakes when you're buying your first home. And again, I know we're never going to stop talking about this topic, really.
And unicorns.
Yes. Because we always have first-time home buyers. And so many things happen when there's so many emotions when you're buying your first house, really. Speaking of that, I think buying a house or looking at a house with emotion, and this just happened to me a couple weeks ago. You know, my client was like, I just am so upset that house got away. And I thought, he needed a couple days to decompress. And I just thought he was like, I don't even want to look at any other houses. The next day I sent him three that hit the market. And he was like, oh my gosh, I love this. And so we went out and I'm just like, there's so many other things that hit the market. And sometimes it does take a week. Sometimes as summer happens, I think I always tell my clients, can you find something great in the wintertime? Yes, we did. Can you find things, are there going to be more selection in the summer? Yes, it's going to be much more aggressive market.
True.
But I like to tell my clients, it's going to be less stressful for you if you are okay to let things walk away, and if you're not okay to let things walk away, then you have to go all in. You have to be ready.
Now, does
to,
that mean like your husband walking away or
I'm
you, the
about,
furniture walking
I'm talking
away
about the or, house but okay. I think it's better when you don't make an emotional purchase. I think a house is, yes, it's, I think that there's a checklist of things that you want, but when you really start to get emotional about the house, it makes the purchasing of the property harder and harder.
It also makes you overpay for it. It could make you overpay for it if you just get too googly-eyed over it.
Yes.
And you just need to stick to your budget, stick to your business decision, and don't get, but it's, for a lot of people, it is an emotional purchase.
Yes. And I understand the emotion of all those things, but a lot of things, sometimes I'll look at a garage and I'll think, we got the size of the garage, but sometimes there's extra shelving in there. And I think if you remove the extra shelving, you've got the side of the garage to do projects on that you're looking for. But sometimes as a buyer, it's like you can't see beyond some of the things that the home buyer has put in the house, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So even, one of my buyers was like, the closet space just doesn't seem right. And I said, the way they have the closets, I would just take out the centerpiece and just have this one giant closet. And they said, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's almost like sometimes I wish you could de-stage a home.
Yes. Or yeah, like deconstruct some of it,
yeah.
And I'll use your client when I was showing your client the diamond in the rough, and mm-hmm. that bathroom was just the most bizarre bathroom. It was the longest bathroom. Because it really was two bathrooms.
That's right.
And I said, this really, to me, feels like two bathrooms. I would cut it in half. I'd make this, one side of the bathroom your master suite bathroom. And going to see it the other day, it was...
Now it's done.
Yes. And I just, because it really was so, it was so big. As we were walking through it, I go, is this bathroom just go on and on?
It is pretty cool,
on?
Though, to yes. have a client take your heeding your advice.
Right.
Your advice, Lisa's advice, my advice, and actually seeing the work done. They pulled down the wall and the on the kitchen to open up to the dining room. They took your opinion on the bathroom. It was really cool to see.
It is. And so I think that's why I just like I always tell, especially if they're very comfortable where they're okay listening, you know, I mean, sometimes I think people it just is. It's so emotional. I worked with one of my best friends and I said, we need to take a break. Like, we're just looking at so many houses. I just want to call a week and I want you to not look at anything and then we'll come back to it. And really the week we came back to it, we found the house. And nice. I think we just needed to decompress. And again, I think it was about 3 years ago when all offers were so competitive. We had written so many competitive offers and we couldn't out. Even with our offers being over, cash over appraisal. I mean, I was like, I don't even know. I think I called you at one point and went, I don't know what else to offer them. Like, should we go get an animal?
Children.
And, yeah, I just was like, this is crazy. I mean, there's nothing. I don't even can't think of anything else. We're covering everything. And I mean, other than offering them a new vehicle, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
those were crazy times.
Yes. And so I just was like, this is wild. And then finally we found something and it was just perfect. Like the stars aligned and they were like, this is great for us. And so it just really was, I think we started to get into they were getting very emotional and getting like, oh my God, this is our house and we're going to live here. And I said, oh my gosh, we got to take a step back because I think we were going to overpay just so much, and our offers were becoming just outrageous. So
quick tangent. So that house we picked up in that lull, if you guys listen to the show regularly, we had a lull there where you could pick up a house. It was like a 2-month lull where you could pick up a house discounted or you can ask for some concessions. And I got a couple done then. That property, I think we got it picked up for $340. She has 80 into it, and it's in the mid to high fives right now for sure.
Nice.
If I put it back on the market today.
Yeah.
So
I think it's, yes. Yeah. I mean, again, most houses at this point, if you put a little bit in. Yep. Next is really talking to one lender. You know, I always encourage if you have the time, unless we're in a crisis situation where you're just like, oh my gosh, I need a house. We need to put a roof over our head. We have a situation that we need to get out of. Interview multiple lenders. You know, I mean, yes, we're looking for great interest rates, but we're also looking for that great relationship. I really encourage you to make sure that you feel very comfortable, that they're answering the questions for you, they're returning your phone calls.
And really, when you...
Go ahead.
The years I've been doing this, they're all really darn comparable. And remember, we preach looking at the APR, so you build all the costs associated with the loan into it, and that gives you the true... annual percentage rate. So make sure you look at the APR when you're shopping side by side. So generally they'll all be fairly close, but not always. And you can get them to compete and actually get them to come down. So that is a thing. Another reason is you want to find the right fit for you, like Jamie said, and you want somebody who's going to communicate well. And that's so important when you're dealing with your largest transaction in your life. To have somebody who's just Johnny on the spot who's going to communicate with you. So that's usually the tipping for me is, you know, who's going to communicate well, because if you're all going to charge the same. The other one is make sure you talk to your real estate professional. Some lenders operate differently than others. Some are just always seem to be smooth sailing, and some always end up to have rocky bumps at the end. And so I usually shy away from the ones that seem to surprise us at closing all the time.
Right. And I listen also to my clients. So I had a client that had a great relationship with a lender, said, this is who I work with. This is who I really like. Brought them on. They had done maybe their first house. So it wasn't actually a first time home buyer. It was their second house. That we were doing, brought that lender on. That relationship was fantastic. The lender called me up. We did like probably a 5-minute consultation getting to know each other. We exchanged cell phone numbers so that we could reach each other. I mean, they already had mine, of course, but they gave me their cell phone number, wanted to make sure that I could reach them at any time, kind of went over how the transaction would work, and then reached out a week later. To let me know that we were good to go, see if I needed anything else from them. And then we put an offer in on a house and it was smooth sailing. And so they're somebody that I would recommend because it was so great. And I loved that transaction.
The other thing to think about is you want a local lender or a trusted lender. So, you know, I've been Rocket Mortgages, back then it was Quicken, for I think over 18 years. And back in the day, you know, it was internet was just coming out still, yeah, and wasn't there an online lender and da, 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 and people are freaked out about them. Now they do. One out of six mortgages are done by Rocket, and everybody accepts them. But so they're trusted. You know, USAA is trusted. Didn't always used to be, though. They used to be kind of a rocky ride back in the day. Anyway, but you want somebody trusted. So if you get, you know, somebody who happens to be licensed in the state of Alaska, but they're from such and such, they, you know, a small bank, and they don't know them, and you're competing, you know, you might lose out on your loan, on your offer, because they just, it's just not a known or, you know, a trusted or a comfortable lender. So just make sure you're keeping that in mind too.
Yeah. So next we talk about, you know, being careless with credit. And that doesn't seem like it can be a big deal, but it really can be a big deal.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Credit support when
shocking, isn't it?
Getting a loan?
Yes. So it really can affect you as a first-time home buyer when you're applying for your loan, if your credit score is too low. We definitely have different lenders that can work with you. So again, I think the biggest thing for us as realtors is we don't want you to be house poor. We don't want you to get into a situation that you really can't afford a house yet. We're very comfortable with waiting till you feel very good. I had a client this last year that they wanted to wait a year so that they could definitely afford a bigger down payment, feel comfortable going into a little bit larger house. But, you know, they definitely, the lender will really go over credit score, you know, how it can jeopardize your final loan approval, just different things throughout the loan process. And so what to do, how you can help, you know, pay your bills on time, pay in full every month, how to get your credit score back up. So don't be embarrassed to talk about those things. I mean, that's what they're there for. It's not like it's going to be a surprise for them or that they're not going to run. They're going to run a credit score check on you, or a credit check. So, we, you know, I it's kind of laying everything out on the line. The biggest thing is that they want to help you. They want to help. So if you've never had that before, it's not like we go to school anymore and they don't. Right. Or we don't have that, you know, it's not, I mean, I have friends that I said, you know, do you balance your checkbook? How do you do those things? Do you even balance your credit card stuff? Do you even look? No, they don't even look at their credit card statements. They just pay. They don't look at, they don't log in. So, I mean, there, different things can happen. So I always tell clients, don't be embarrassed by anything. The lender is there to help. They want to genuinely go through and have a conversation with you.
And they don't want you to be poor either. And it's sad that we don't teach kids in high school anything about all this stuff. And I just became a Dave Ramsey Trusted Pro, went through their Financial Peace University. And in there, they harp on that no one in the country teaches this stuff, and kids have to figure it on their own. Parents don't teach it.
Right.
And it's just insane. So, yeah, we don't want you to we definitely don't want you to be house poor. I mean, you can go all the way down to 500 credit score and get a house, but the higher the credit score, the lower your interest rate and the less risk. And it's just, you know, you got to really think about when it's appropriate time to buy a house. And just because you just squeak by with a 540, it doesn't mean you should go buy one now. You might want to save up more money, work on your credit score, and work towards that lower interest rate and more affordable home.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about mistakes that first-time home buyers make. And one of them is also overlooking the FHA, VA, USDA loans. There's just such a variety of loans out there. And so, you know, we definitely, beyond just conventional. So we want you to explore all the different options there are.
But make sure you consult your professional, too, because,
yes.
I mean, so ideally be paying cash. Next would be, you know, half down. Next would be 20% down. Then next would be 5%, you know, conventional. Then FHA, maybe the next highest after that, but then you're gonna have mortgage insurance premium, so it's more expensive. That money could be adding up, where you could be spending that money elsewhere. VA is just zero down, and if you're putting zero down, I mean, VA is great. I just did one, but you know, you might really consider, can I put more money down? Can I save up more? And veterans, you got to be careful too. If you're only going to be here 2 years, you know, you might not even be breaking even. So. And we usually find about 3 years is the break-even mark. In this market, it might be a little lower than that. So we have a rent versus buy program that we use. So we just plug and chug the numbers, and it tells you, yes, go rent, yes, go buy, or hey, you're really close, you need to make a decision. So it could go either way.
Yeah. So I think we're going to take a quick, are we at break time or no?
Yeah, we're at break time.
Okay. We'll be right back.
All right.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie!
Oh my gosh.
We should do it.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking about first-time buyer, home mistakes, things that happen. What were you just... just kind of, while we were off the air, talking a little bit more about some different loans that you can... kind of be looking at.
Yeah, and just make sure you get in front of your lender. They'll present you everything, and hopefully you're connected with somebody who's looking out for your best interest. And so when we get down, so the VA stuff, you'll be careful. There's a 2.2% guarantee on there that you got to pay, so it's not free. So just pay attention to that stuff. USDA has a rural development program. Okay, well, what is that all about? It's income driven. Do I participate? Do they participate in sharing in the equity in the home when you go sell it? Some of the local ones do. So just you got to really pay attention to all the programs, and especially the income-based programs, and just know what you're getting into. I just don't want you to get caught off guard and go do one of these loans and then end up finding that, hey, the program I got on, I actually had to share part of the equity in the house when I went to go sell it. So some do that, so just pay attention to that.
And then I think moving too fast, I think sometimes, I don't think it happens very often, but sometimes, you know, as buyers, we get excited, we get approved for a loan, but then we don't realize we have to have earnest money, we have to have money to pay for closing costs. And there's not lots of hidden fees, but when you start breaking down the closing costs of different things, there's the recording fee, and then there's the... are you going to pay for a plot plan? Do we need a septic test? The engineer inspection? Right. There's just lots of different things that, you know, you may want to buy. Like even I was going through with a client and he said, I'm debating if I want to bring in somebody to look at the furnace. And I would, of course, pay for that. And I'm like, okay, I will need to get a quote for that. And a lot of prices have gone up. So I noticed, like, septic used to cost us about $650. It's running about $750 now.
Interesting.
Engineer has gone up. The plot plans have gone. I mean, again, it's not drastic, you know, and for somebody that's never paid for that. But when all of a sudden you're adding about $100, $150 to each one of these, at the end it's probably costing about $500 to $1,000 extra dollars from what it was costing last year to do our closing costs. So... it's just those little things by the time you add everything up when you're going through these things. And some people, you know, you want the extra water tests done There's just so many things that you want to make sure. I've offered, some of them want a professional roofer to come in and look at the roof. Or they want somebody to come in and look at the furnace. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
This is caffeine, I'm telling you. So, there's just all these different tests that you can have if you want. We were a little bit concerned about a water issue, so we were debating bringing in somebody to look at the water softener or the well, beyond just the normal well and septic, just to make sure that there was a couple other things that were going on. So that would have been additional testing before we purchased the house. So, there's just all these different companies that sometimes it's not just the one company that does it. You might have to bring in other people before you purchase or you want to run these additional tests. So it's just things to think about.
Yeah. So the mistake is moving too fast.
And yes.
Just my thought is we just go as fast as the process will allow. And most buyers and sellers want to go as fast as the process can go, but going too fast can cost you mistakes. And so you just need to slow down, make I's dotted, T's crossed, follow your contract, and make sure you thoroughly go through that house. And
right.
So we're gonna get a home inspection, we're gonna get an appraisal inspection, we're gonna get a water and septic inspection. We need to know what we're getting, and it's everybody's best interest to slow down and do it right.
Yes. I think the next one that's always important is buying more house than you can afford. And this does happen. I would say that probably one out of every three of my clients probably sends me some things that I'm like, this is not even within budget. Like probably sometimes I get $30,000 to $40,000 over what they can afford.
Over their approval amount?
Over their approval. And I'm just like, and then they say, can we not put in an offer for, because they look at it as what they believe it's worth. And in this market, I'm like, or they look at the Zestimate.
I was going to say, how do you handle that?
It's normally a conversation of that there's another realtor on the other side that's done accurate.
I was going to say, that's the first thing, because
CMA.
There's some people that are infamous for overpricing their houses. There's some people that are infamous for accurately pricing their houses. And there's some that are infamous for underpricing their houses.
Right.
And so... That's where I start.
Yeah. And if at all I'm concerned, then I run my own CMA trying to see, or I might reach out and ask them what they, if they would provide me any of the ones that they've done after I run my own CMA. So that way I have an unbiased, I'm doing my own. And then I might say, where did you get yours? If I feel like, wow, ours are completely different.
Right.
Can I see what your CMA is, where it's coming from? If they'll share that information with me, then taking a look. Because again, they could have run that maybe a month prior. So the houses might be very drastically different than what I'm getting.
And sometimes you just know, and the house that we put an offer in, I knew it was priced well. And we actually ended up having to up-price a little bit, and I was getting a little fussy about it. And then he's like, yeah, it priced for 195, and you guys did 180. It was listed at 180, but I knew it was a value, and sure enough, it was. And so sometimes you just know, but yeah, you can, it's... Sometimes you just need to educate just buyers need to be educated that, we're 97-98% list price of sales price. We have been for 20 plus years. I don't see that ever changing. And if most of us are doing market analysis on our properties for our sellers, most of us are doing them for some of our buyers, and we're just, putting together accurate deals. Now there's people are having appraisal problems here and there, but, So they're sending you stuff that's 40 grand over. You're telling them, hey, no, it's not, maybe in a buyer's market, which we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
That's possible. But to come down 40 grand, you have to be in the sixes or sevens.
Yes.
You're not in the twos and threes. That's not going to happen. So,
yes. If it's something that they're severe, like really, really interested in, I say we can watch it. We'll watch it for a couple of days, see if it goes anywhere. Or I might reach out to the other realtor and say, my client's very interested. If at all you do a price drop or, if you guys get that you're really wanting to move this property, my goal is to always represent the buyer to the best of my ability, but I also do not insult the seller so much that they're like, we'll never do business with this person.
Right.
We have seen crazy price drops in different things. So just to let them know that I do have a very interested buyer, we have a smaller budget, but if that does come down, we'd be very interested in putting in an offer. Because crazy things have happened. Maybe they want to leave town or maybe they're desperate to get rid of the house, or if it does end up sitting for a little while, I would say, are you at all interested in hearing our offer? This is where we're at with this. But in the meantime, we would keep looking.
Yeah. And Ramsey Trust Repo, but we haven't listened to Ramsey for 10 years. And anyway, unless you're debt-free, you should have a budget, and in your budget should be your monthly payment, and you should be sticking to that. So don't reach up to grab a house that is not in your budget. Just stick to your budget. You're less risky. More money can go paying off your debts. And you're less risk of foreclosure. Just stick to your budget.
Yes. And I think with that, the last comment I would make on that is that we still need to think about heating fuel. We still need to think about,
electric.
We need to think, I mean, there's all sorts
capital
of things.
Improvements.
I mean, anything that goes with that, you know, I mean, some houses have propane on top of their, you know, or some of them have a hot tub that go, I mean, some of them, it depends on, like, a client was told me, I want to have chickens. I want to have this. I was like, we need to think about livestock fees.
My roof is going to be done in 10 years. I need to start a sinking fund to put away for my my roof.
100%. So I think, I mean, I want to have honest conversations with clients, not to be discouraging, but I also don't want them to be like, I never thought about any of that. Or if we go through and, you know, all the windows but three are replaced, I say, these are the things that you're going to want to think about, is these three windows are probably going to need to be replaced. They did the majority of everything. They didn't get to these three. So that's where you're going to have your biggest heat loss. That could be an issue in the future, yada, yada, yada. So just things to think
about.
Last is kind of, or and the next L- one would be,
show.
Yeah, for this show would be draining your savings. You know, a lot of people scrape together all their money. They put everything together to make the big payment, could be for the conventional loan. And they don't really, think about any issues that could come up.
If you're a Dave Ramsey, you've built up 3 to 6 months worth of savings for your emergency fund. You should not drain your emergency fund to buy a house. And
so
you should be cashed down on top of any emergency fund that you have set up for yourself.
Yeah.
So,
and I would say the biggest advice is, I had a girl, my best friend called, and she's like, oh my God, my dream house is on the market. We've got to go see it. And I said, I'm going to tell you this right now. Your dream house will hit over and over and over, because I see my dream house about every 3 months, like all over the place. My dream house is here in Alaska, in Fairbanks. You know what I mean? Like, you find the things that you want all the time. So I never get upset if I'm just like, we missed it, because we will find the next one when you're ready, because she is not ready. And I'm like, I'm not going to stress you out. I'm not going to stress your husband out, who will create some kind of murder. So I just don't, if you have to wait to save up, you know, and build that 3 to 6 months, have that.
Or just don't put 20% down, have that mortgage insurance, and then, you know, yourself or Jamie or I can come back and look at your house in however many years and tell you if you're now at that, you know, at that 80% loan of value, and we can help you lobby to get rid of your mortgage insurance. So it's not worth living on the edge and draining all your emergency fund savings to put 20% down. Don't do it. I'd rather see you put, you know, whatever appropriate amount down, and then we will get it removed later on.
Yes. And I just think that's the most important. I think, you know, if we could say anything to buyers, it really would be sometimes it's okay to wait. You know, I love being a realtor, but it's not at the
expense
of a client, where they're just like, oh my gosh, we made a terrible mistake, or we just were not ready for this, or we just did not plan appropriately. You know, think about your earnest money, think about that, like, I hate to call it like a slush fund, but the slush fund for the things you want to do, the things that you're going to have to do, the little things, the maintenance things.
Funds.
Yes. You know, the stuff that you don't want to be like, well, gosh, we can't afford to put the seals on the door, or we need to replace this window, or our furnace needs to be maintained this year.
Right.
Or we need to get the septic pumped. You don't want to just have no money to do the things that need to be done every year.
So Jamie, if somebody wants to buy a house and not get shoved into it and go nice and slow and normally, how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, they need to give me a call at 907-378-2400 or come see us at 600 3rd Avenue, Suite.
3rd Street.
3rd Street? What did I say?
3rd Avenue will bring you near the radio station where we're at.
Or come see me at K.
Jamie's on quote unquote caffeine right now. So.
3rd. What are we on? 3rd. 3rd.
Down by the Chowder House.
We're by the Chowder House. Oh my gosh. I'm going to memorize this at some point.
Please. All right, you guys. Enjoy your Saturday and stay tuned for the United Way and. Behind the Mission?
Yeah, Behind the Mission.
Take care, y'all.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.